Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
If your cat isn't happy, no one in the house is allowed to be either. And I know what you're thinking. How can my cat be unhappy? I treat it like royalty. Lots of belly rubs, brushing, you name it. But that's the thing. Sometimes we cat owners, with all of our affection and loyalty, actually do more harm than good. At least that's what I recently learned. And I'm here to spread the message. 11. Don't smother them with love. The day I got Max, aka my personal manipulator, I couldn't resist the urge to show him exactly how crazy I was about him. I took like 100 pictures of him to let the world know we're a crew now. Well, he didn't enjoy being photographed 24/7, and the same could be said about most of us humans, by the way. And he hated the flash in particular. That blinding light can be too shocking for a kitty. I also couldn't help but lift him up and cuddle him like a cute baby. Instead of giving me a kiss and nuzzling my face affectionately, he escaped and ran away from me. Apparently, cats feel insecure when you pick them up, and being hugged is like being trapped to them. It can easily cause stress and aggression, so think twice before expressing love the human way. 10. Don't ignore them. I know, it sounds exactly like the opposite of the first point, but, you know, cats are full of contradictions. If you don't give your little one the attention or food that they want when they want it, be prepared for constant meowing or pawing at your leg. You see, cats have their own schedule that you never really understand, and they like to be the one to decide when it's play with human time. When I don't get Max's hints, he jumps on my lap and insists on being loved. Neglecting your cat in a more serious way can make them feel anxious, behave pretty aggressively, or ignore the litter box and do their business right in the middle of the room. Ugh. When you get to know your kitty better, you'll be able to tell what's unusual behavior for them, like constant scratching or abnormal grooming, whether it's excessive or none at all. When these alarms go off, it's a good reason to take your pet to the vet. 9. Don't clip their nails. Some cats are okay with their human clipping their nails, but most won't have any of it. If the problem is that your cat ruins your furniture and walls with its sharp claws, try using a training or repellent spray to drive them away from forbidden objects, or give them something that they're allowed to claw, like a scratching post. Also, declawing a cat, that is, having its claws amputated by a vet, yeah, it's considered an amputation, is a dying practice, and with good reason. It's an incredibly risky procedure, and their post-surgery wounds often get easily infected. Plus, if your cat lives or gets outside, it needs its claws to protect itself and get out of harm's way by running up a tree. So that's a no-go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
8. They don't like belly rubs. Dogs want nothing more than a good belly rubbing sesh, but the same can't be said about cats. My Max loves when I scratch his little face or pet his back, but his tummy and tail are strictly off limits. I found out that a cat's stomach is its most vulnerable area, and protecting it is a basic instinct. So if you go there, don't be surprised if your kitty attacks your hand with its claws and teeth ablazing. And even if you rub seemingly safe areas, watch out for any warnings a cat gives you. Sometimes when you go too hard, a cat will feel annoyed and naturally try to protect itself. So be gentle and respectful. 7. Never make them take a bath. It's a universal truth that cats, with maybe a few rare exceptions, despise water. I wanted to give Max a bath, but when I read up on it first, I found out that felines' hatred of water goes way, way back. You see, your house cat's ancestors lived in Europe, Africa, and China, where they weren't exposed to much water. So, they didn't have to learn how to deal with it. Plus, big wild cats like lions and leopards associate water with crocodiles, so they prefer to stay away from it. Honestly, you don't have to worry about your fluffy friend getting a little dirty. Cats are perfectly capable of grooming themselves. 6. Don't take them for a ride. Believe it or not, the same animal that can leap onto a high shelf and chase a laser around in circles is actually very prone to motion sickness. So, if you decide to take your kitty on a fun little car ride like dogs love so much, then get ready to clean up the mess. Your cat can't ask you to pull over when it's about to throw up, so don't risk it unless you really have to take it somewhere. Plus, cats are extremely territorial, and your home is actually your cat's home. At least that's the way he sees it. And cats don't like to leave their little kingdom, so car rides can be emotionally stressful as well. When you do have to take your kitty somewhere in the car, always put him in a carrier. At least he'll feel a little more protected from this unfamiliar environment that's all movey and bumpy and makes his stomach hurt. 5. Keep them away from loud noises. You might love 4th of July fireworks, but your cat, not so much. In fact, Max doesn't like any loud noises, whether it be honking horns, the vacuum, hairdryer, and so on. Why? Because it sounds like danger to him and sends him into a frenzy. He once bolted into the other room when I dropped a spoon on the floor. 4. Don't dress them up. Been there, done that, and totally failed with the cute little kitty outfits. Max just hated the little tuxedo I got him for special occasions. He couldn't even walk once I put it on him. Cats are way more like their ancestors that lived in the wild. Those kitties clearly didn't like feeling something against their fur, restricting their freedom of movement. Yeah, just don't even go down that road. 3. They don't need your hairstyling services. There are cats that are fine with getting brushed, but Max is definitely not one of them. How do I know? Well, it's kind of hard not to get it when the mere sight of a brush makes him hiss and get super anxious. However, if you do see knots or mats in your kitty's hair, definitely get rid of those. You'll save your cat from the pain and other nasty things that come with knots, such as fleas, ticks, and rashes. 2. They just hate strangers.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This includes both unfamiliar cats and humans. Cats see any other creatures of their kind as competition for food, toys, and love. They get used to other cats in the household and recognize their own pack members, but they won't tolerate outsiders. As for new humans, they're not welcome either since they bring about change, which cats see as a potential threat. I mean, we've all seen the videos of cats being spooked by cucumbers, right? It's not about the cucumber itself, but that they've never encountered it before, and it appears so unexpectedly. New smells, new sounds, and new faces will all make your kitty want to run away and hide, so make sure it does have its own safe haven for retreat. Max has his own cardboard box no one else is allowed to visit. I respect his privacy, and he pays me back with some purrs every once in a while. 1. Don't meow at them. Even though cats meow at humans and not other cats, they don't expect you to meow back. I learned from National Geographic that cats vocalize to get your attention. I'm pretty sure I can't even distinguish between different types of meows when Max wants food, water, a clean litter box, or just some cuddles. But if you try to meow back, your kitty will be really confused. Well, not unless you speak fluent cat and can express yourself clearly.